Hey, this is Angel. How can I help?
Yeah, hey, this is Gordon Flagger with Gordo's Junk Removal. How you doing?
Good. And how about you, Gordon?
Good. Hey, just calling to try to find out what you guys are doing for me. I sent an email a while ago about different, I'm getting more inquiries up north in Davis County and not much down in Utah County. And they said, we can add these cities to your whatever you guys do. And they already had those cities. I'm just wondering, you know, what are we doing to, I don't feel like I'm getting any, lately the most messages I'm getting are, I'm looking for a job, are you hiring? But I'm just
That is normal. There's a lot of people, like, especially when you're pretty new to the advertising, there's a lot of people who just look for jobs to ads, which is kind of weird, but I mean, I guess they need it, right? From what I can see, your service area covers like a little bit of Davis County and then south of Salt Lake City up to like Provo, south of Provo, right? You can't really select if you're getting more up north or down south, right, really? So what we have on here is Alpine, American Fork, Cedar Hills, Davis County, Farmington, Highland, Layton, Lehi, Linden, Ogden, Orem, Park City, Pleasant Grove, Provo, Salt Lake City, Saratoga Springs, Spanish Fork, Vineyard, West Jordan, and Woods Cross. So those are all the things.
Okay, when I started, I don't remember the exact number of days, but they said it's one of those kind of guarantees within, I don't think it was 30 days, it's probably 60 days or something that you'd be on the first page of Google when you, you know, search junk removal. And I don't see that happening yet. So I'm wondering, what are we doing to make that happen?
Right. I see. Right. So you are in Salt Lake City. It's a pretty big city, but, I see you're competing with quite a lot of the other guys. We can't promise a first page placement. However, we can work towards it. What we can do right now is we can make a post for every week. We can make a post on your Google business page for a month, and then that way it will go up in the ranking. So you would get like 4 posts this month. What also would be recommended is just adding some more pictures if you can, or getting some newer reviews in.
I
see you're already doing good on that.
I sent a bunch of pictures, and then I sent an email saying, you guys added some of these pictures, but I send before and after pictures, and a lot of times you're just putting, like, just the before. There's no after, and I'm like, it flows better if you put the pictures kind of together, but I haven't seen anything change. That's been at least a couple of weeks ago.
Let me see. 1 second. Right, so you want us to like, put the before and afters into the same picture, right? Just, like, kind of have, like, a little separation,
I mean,
and then...
No, I mean, it's just put the before picture and then the next picture have it be after, so it just flows so people can scroll through and see, oh, there's the before, there's the after. If you combine them, I think they're just too small to get a good picture, you know?
Yeah.
But if you just put them one after the other, but like I said, I sent that email, when was it?
The 16th, it looks like, so it's been a week, pretty
much. The 19th. Anyway, there's a bunch of pictures, but I don't see all the pictures that I sent, and I'm like, it'd be nice if you put them kind of in order to by each other, so at least it flows better.
I see, like, some of them are in order on the website. On the Google business page, some of them might not have been approved by Google yet, because they also have, like, a little approval process for the pictures, but, because sometimes people post by accident, like, personal information of clients, which is a big no-no, right? So they do go, like, manual approval.
Yeah, because the last job we did, I see the it just doesn't seem like it flowed, because when I looked at one time, it's just like, okay, there's a before, but there's no after. But I sent them in the same email, the before and after.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess as long as I understand that, Google has to approve the pictures.
Yeah. As for the website, are they all on the website or?
No.
Oh,
let's see, find where I was.
That's
on the website. I don't. If I just scroll through the photos, I don't see any of the last pictures of the ones I just sent. I sent a bunch of emails, and I don't see any of those under the gallery. But like you said,
So we don't work weekends, so we just got it. Sorry.
Yeah. Like you said, to get better rankings on Google, you'll do four ads or four something. What have we been doing for the last few months? Have I been paying for something that we haven't been doing?
Well, no. You pay for the local SEO, which is just keeping everything optimized, making sure that the Google is all in a good form and everything, and putting you on all of these other listings that we do. Also, you have like $100 going to Facebook ads, which are constantly running, right? So you've got 44 messages, it seems like, on Facebook ads. I'm assuming those are the ones that you're referring to that are like people just looking for a job.
Looking for a job. Yeah, I mean, a couple of our inquiries of actual junk removal, but it seems like lately most are just Hispanic that I have to do Google Translate so I can reply, looking for a job, but no, I just wanted to see what we're doing because it's been over in our third month or something now?
One second, let me check. It says 2 months ago, so last paid 3 weeks ago. So yeah, we're going for it.
I think I started in November, right?
Yes.
We're in our third month, so I'm just wanting to know what, because when I search junk removal, Davis County or Bountiful, I'm nowhere near the first page, but I'm just...
It is also quite hard to rank you above something like these guys that have like 1,000 reviews or something more because, I mean, of course, right, they're big companies. But yeah, we work on keeping you going higher at least, right?
Yeah, so I'm just wondering why.
I said, if anything, right, the Facebook ads seem to be giving results. I know there's some of them are like Hispanic, but can't really select for those, honestly. So if they knew how to read the ad, hopefully they know English as well. But yeah.
Yeah, and I think I'm trying to get the Facebook ads I've seen. I think it has just pictures, but again, it's just not a before and an after, so you can see the difference kind of a thing,
So
hopefully you can work on that, put pictures of befores and afters, right after each other, so it kind of flows better.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I just want to make sure we're doing stuff, because it seemed like for a while there I wasn't getting any messages, then all of a sudden it gets into the, these Hispanics looking for a job. But for a while there, for a little bit, that seemed like I was getting instant messages or the messages, Facebook messages, more often. So I just wonder what can we do to keep the messages going,
Yeah, yeah. So as I said, right, we're gonna see if we can update. Right now, we're gonna check if we missed any pictures, and once that's done, I'll make sure that our ads are running before and after. That way, it looks a bit better. And then on the page, we can set them to be like one after the other so that we don't lose any quality. And on the Google page, we'll try and see, like with Google, how we can get them up. Because with them, it's a bit more difficult to even sort out the pictures in like a normal manner because they just kind of put them there. But yeah, if we can, we're going to do it on the Google page as well.
Yeah, on the Facebook, I see some of the recent pictures of a job we did, and I see a picture of after, not before. One, I see a picture before, but not after. So yeah, it just
right.
Seems like we need to kind of put the pictures mm-hmm. kind of by each other that shows that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, I understand. You're still going to be the guy that does the Facebook stuff, right? The posts and all that. So it would be best if you do those just to make sure that, you know, everything's right because
I can't even
reply to the comments or stuff like that.
Yeah, I need to get my kids to show me how to do stuff like all, you know, on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you link your Facebook to an Instagram business page, then the ads that you have from Facebook will also run on Instagram because they're the same company. So that helps you out maybe if you get a lot of customers who use Instagram. I'm not sure really who. I mean, you know your customer base better than anybody, right? So.
Yeah, and I don't know if my kids set up my Instagram with a business page or what it is, but I have an Instagram page, but I don't know if it's, like you said, a business page that automatically connects to something else. But like I say, I'm not familiar with – I mean, the whole reason to go with someone like you guys is just that you do this for me because I'm not – I'm old and I don't have – I'm not tech savvy, and so I need someone to, you know, post ads and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, should I mm-hmm. be trying to figure out how to do it myself as well or
– Right. So ads are what we do, right? We handle everything ad-related. When it comes to posting, like on Facebook or replying to comments or messages, it's all you, right? We do posts on Google just to keep the listing going and keep getting like some activity on it because Google also notices if you haven't posted in like years, they're going to assume that you don't even check it. But yeah. Anything that's not really optimization-wise, it's more like branding and stuff like that, we don't really do that much, right? So...
Okay.
It's just the ads. Right now I see the Facebook ads are doing the best out of everything, right? The Google isn't doing too good. But then again, we can't really track how the Google is doing too much, right?
Yeah.
The ads have
so
nice,
what,
like, statistics.
What do I – because I assume that going with you guys would do all this stuff. But so you're saying I need to do my own post on Facebook. And you do the ads. How often do you do ads?
We do them every month. So you pay us $100. Sorry?
I don't know. They told me, I think I pay $249, which includes all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But does that mean it's only one ad a month in that?
Right. So the way that Facebook ads work, it's a budget. So you pay $100 out of your fee there, out of your $249 that you pay a month, $100 goes to Facebook ads. Out of that, $75 will be put into the ads budget itself. So every month you're spending $75. How long that lasts is not really up to us, but it always gives you around the same amount of reach, so like the same amount of people viewing it and stuff like that. So right now we spend about $200.
So you only do one ad a month.
Oh, no. The ads keep running, right?
What's that?
The ads keep running. So a month would be something like 3,000-4,000 people will see your ad.
When you say it keeps running, what does that mean?
Well, the ad is like the one ad, right? So it's like got junk you need removed or whatever. But it keeps running until you have a budget in the Facebook. So as long as you keep giving Facebook money, they're going to keep showing your ad to people, right? And we can change the ad and everything, but yeah, as I said, it's a good ad. We're going to just make sure the pictures are before and after to make it more appealing to people. And yeah.
So
it is technically one ad.
An ad costs $100 on Facebook?
So let me see how I can explain.
Because if you're saying $100 in that budget for ads, and you only do it once a month, so there's $100 a month it costs.
Yeah. So they basically give you a budget, right? So you fill up $100, let's say.
I thought you were the they. Who's they?
Facebook. right? So we make the ad for you. We make everything, like the copywriting that's on it. We put the pictures on. We make sure it's all good and the stats are good. It's targeted towards the right people, the right areas. And then we give money to Facebook to show your ad to people. Now, how many people they show them to is just dependent on the money, right? Right now you have $100 a month that's going into the Facebook ads. So it will go out when it runs out of money, right? I don't know if that makes sense. So every month you're just adding $100 to your budget.
So I guess I understand is that so much a day, so the ad stays out there for so long until that $100 is gone?
Pretty much, yeah.
What does it cost a day to run an ad?
It doesn't have a cost like that. It's usually per viewer, right? So if someone sees the ad, it will cost you like, I don't know, 20 cents or something like that, let's say. So right now you've spent $202 so far on the Facebook ad, and you've reached 8,421 people, right? So the math is always a bit different depending on the area, but it comes around to about like 20 cents, let's say. And out of those, you can see on your dashboard, right, 237 have clicked on your website, 44 have sent you a message, and yeah, you can see their age groups. They're mostly 35 to 44 years old, stuff like that. It gives you a lot of information.
I'm just trying to find that. The where did it go? I thought I had it up here. Try to see that the where did it go? But yeah, I mean, it's always new to me. So I guess I'm at the point where it's like, okay, is this working or not working?
Mm-hmm.
I Google junk removal Davis County, and I don't see Gordo's on there at all. I know they said sometimes it takes longer than the 30 or 60 days. So,
well, yeah, it
but now you're telling me because we're now you're telling me because we're competing with the bigger people, it will take longer. Is that true? Cool. What do I need to do to get higher ranking?
The most you can do is just get more reviews and get more pictures in there. So the pictures, I think you're doing good, but reviews could always be better, right? I see it's 5 stars. That's awesome. But, like, the more reviews, the better. That's all. And as I said, we're going to be making posts on it. You see the last one is, like, clean the clutter with Gordo's junk removal service or something like that. Yeah. It's just a process, right? It is a new Google business page as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole thing, so I'm hoping it kind of changes, gets a little more action here soon. But
yeah, I hope so.
I just want to make sure you what?
Yeah, at least I'm hoping, right, we can get you like enough return on investment to where we're making you a profit, right? Like first page on Google would be like a lot of business, right? I would assume. In Salt Lake.
Oh yeah, I would assume because most people look on the first page, pick whoever there, and then that's it. So, but I know your guarantee was 30 or 60 days or whatever it was, we'd get you on the first page of Google. So I'm a little kind of wondering now since like, well, you're competing with the big boys, so we might not be able to do it. And I don't understand the behind the scenes of how to get whatever happens in the computer that allows more, you know, higher ranking kind of thing, but.
Yeah.
So I guess let me know what I need to do because it doesn't seem like it's working like it should. So.
Yeah. As I said, the most you can do is get reviews and pictures in. Everything else, we're handling it. The way it works is just a computer. It's an algorithm, right? So we try to game the algorithm as much as possible to get you up there. Of course, as I said, you're competing with people who have like more than 1,000 reviews. Some of them like 1-800 junk removal, I think it was. It's quite hard to compete with those people, right? And nobody can guarantee you, like, you're going to be on the first page, not even us, right?
But let's see. I mean, here I do that, you know, junk removal, Davis County. And on the first page, I mean, yeah, it starts off with Utah Junk Pickup Service, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, then junk your car, whatever, junk, free junk removal estimates. Then it gets into more of, it looks like kind of like a Google, junk removal, Davis County, waste management, RIT junk removal, junk it, junk removal, we haul junk. I mean, I see the first one, the second one on there is RIT junk removal with 10 reviews, thinking that's less than I've got. A couple of them that are there don't show their reviews.
You know the worst thing for me, right? When I Google junk removal Davis County, you show up on the second, which is, I don't know how, but you're showing up second for me on Davis County. So I don't know why that's happening, but when I Google Salt Lake City, you're way down. So I'm not sure.
You put in junk removal Davis County?
Yep, that's literally what I wrote down, and it's GC hauling and junk removal, and then it's you for me. But as I said, this is like a computer, so everybody's going to have a different thing, and it depends from where you Google from. So I'm from California here, so it wouldn't really matter what I'm getting, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you have to scroll down.
That's weird, how...
Second page. Nothing on the second page. Don't know why junk 800 junk comes up on every page, you know, but
yeah.
They
seem to be a huge company, at least. Like, I can't really. They're like the McDonald's, it seems, of junk removal. But yeah, for me, you're showing up second, but as I said, it doesn't matter where you're showing up for me.
Yeah, because I'm on the fourth page and haven't run across Gordo's junk removal anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So yeah, we're going to keep working on it. If anything, it's a good sign that I'm getting you up here. But we're going to keep working on it, and our Google team does use like a VPN to access it from Utah. So they won't be accessing it from California and just say, like, yeah, you're on the first page. But, yeah, we're going to keep working on it, keep making posts, make sure the pictures are updated, and, yeah, I believe we're going to get better and better ranking.
Yeah, like I say, I haven't seen Gordo's, and I'm on the seventh page now, and more people aren't going to go seven pages deep.
No.
You know?
It's just a hope that, like, for some people, you're going to show up on the first page, right? And then they see you have a 5.0 rating, so, like, not even a 4-star review. And, yeah, in that case, they would, like, see the website is good and everything, if you're working, all that, and it helps, right?
So, I mean, are people just getting reviews from anybody they can, whether they've done business for them or not, you know? People we haven't done work for, you know.
Yeah, it isn't like very good to ask for people that you haven't worked for. What we usually recommend is whenever you finish a job and you can tell like that the customer is satisfied, you just give them a link, which we can give you like a short link that you can give them to like give you a review.
Yeah, I do the link that's off of the Google, you know, Google My Business that has the, you know, get reviews or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
I'll send them that link, but yeah, I just
yeah, I'm not sure exactly how the 1-800 guys got that many reviews. It's very impressive, right? I'm not sure if they're all legitimate reviews.
Yeah, you know, but
and they're all 5-star,
yeah,
so this looks like very suspicious to me because we've been in business as a company here at Local Splash for over 20 years now, and we have just hit like 900 reviews on our Google page. And not all of them are 5-star, right? So this is what's really suspicious, how much 5-star reviews these guys have. It is, like, I don't know how they've done it. Like, 7,000 more and more reviews, they're all 5-stars. I don't know what to say. So they might have found out some sort of loophole where they can just buy reviews and they don't get suspended. But from what we've seen, whenever you pay for reviews or, like, do a bot, you always get suspended. suspended and banned from Google.
Hmm. Yeah, obviously I don't want to do that, but
yeah,
just trying to figure out how and why we're not. Like I said, I went 7 pages deep and didn't see my name anywhere. So I just want to make sure we're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because I don't know how you guys can say we guarantee first page in the first, 60, 90 days, whatever it is, when now it sounds like, no, you can't.
No, we do not guarantee. Like, nobody can do that, sadly. Like, we would love to, but,
Is that sales guy that's just overambitious that says that when they sign people up?
Right. They're not supposed to say that, if anything. I can send it to management so they can check if you promise you this, but they cannot promise you first page. It is not something we offer because it's not anything, like, it's not something that anybody can offer. Because, like, if you're in New York, right, no matter who's your marketing company, there's going to be, like, people that will be on the first page in front of you, right? So it's really dependent on where you are and how long you've had the Google business page.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we do our best to, like, help you jump up and, like, keep going up and make sure everything's all right with your Google page because most people, they do neglect it. That's our service for local SEO. That's why we supplement it with Facebook ads because Facebook ads always give results no matter what, even if they are, like, sometimes these people looking for jobs or solicitors or whatever, at least you're getting messages, right? Mm-hmm. You're getting noticed. So if anything, if it doesn't work out for you, we can just keep the Facebook ads or, like, add the budget all towards Facebook ads, and then that will work on its own, right, pretty much.
If only $100 is going to Facebook ads, where's the other $149 going?
Well, that's for all the optimizations, right, and the website.
So do you – I mean, what – once you plug in names and cities and all that kind of stuff, what else do you do? Do you rearrange stuff? Do you throw new stuff in? What do you do that helps me?
Oh yeah, we do make posts. We rearrange stuff, and basically we always keep up with Google's guidelines. They update their guidelines pretty much on like a biweekly basis. So we have to make sure everything is looking good on there, so that you don't get an issue where you get suspended or anything. We make sure you're updated on every place where you list you on, right? So it's not just Google, it's like Yelp, it's Relevant Yellow, Facebook, stuff like that. All of them we have to keep updated with the guidelines and make sure it's fine. And then also, as I said, the website, and also there is a premium for the customer service, right? I have to get paid somehow, I guess. That's pretty much all included in the service for local SEO at least.
I just want to make sure you're doing whatever we have to with whatever these algorithms are, doing whatever behind the scenes to help. So I just didn't want to be often, we put the cities in and now we're done. We just sit and do our, whatever. I just hope we're still doing whatever has to be done to try to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we are. I can assure you we are.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys can work on just, because I send the pictures in there's a number of different emails because I usually send the pictures before and after in the same email. So it should be easy to put them, by each other when you post.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll help. But anyway, all right. Yeah. I just wanted to check.
Yeah, no worries, Gordon. Like, give us a call at any time. As I said, you're paying for the customer service, right? So might as well use it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Like I say, I'm old and I don't understand all this stuff, so I'm counting on you guys. So,
yeah.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you too, Gordon. Have a nice day, man.
Have a good one.
Bye.